Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farms. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As a result of a combination of factors, the global supply of pork is expected to be down in 2022. First of all, what are the expectations in terms of global pork supply, and what are the factors affecting the availability of pork?
Well, in many areas of the world, 2021 has had some real tough times for our producers. In China, for example, they went through a period where they were losing well over $100 a hog, and that's devastating to their industry. So in October alone, their official report is that China lost 1.2 million sows. Now, that's equivalent to what our inventory, almost our total inventory in Canada, was gone in 30 days. So they really experienced a downturn. Now, their prices have rebounded somewhat, but, you know, they've reduced their breeding herd, which means their supply is going to be down. European Union, so including Germany and Spain and all those countries, who are very big global producers, from December to June of last year, they lost 250,000 sows as well. And they've been challenged with some African swine fever in Germany and places like that, and other things that have caused their industry to be under stress. And we've seen numbers down in the United States as well. COVID's had an impact on that. We've seen, like in our back door here, our $4 barley a year ago is now over $9, and $5.50 or $6 wheat is $11 plus. So that's our number one cost. And globally, feed costs have doubled or maybe even more. While prices have been under stress in some areas, the cost of producing hogs went up substantially, mainly because of feed costs. And so that's resulted in producers winding back production. Now, when they wind back production, assuming that, there's a continued rebound from COVID 2020, numbers, we would expect demand to be reasonably strong. So lower supply, better than or increasing demand means that realistically we should look at the possibility of strong prices into 2022.
How may those pricing scenarios vary from country to country, region to region, and what impact is that expected to have on hog prices, particularly North American and Canadian hog prices?
Well, our price right now is probably somewhere close to what it was a year ago, but we did enjoy good prices during the summer. That was different in places like China and the European Union. So those producers are going to be smarting a little bit, and so they're going to need to see significant profits before they really rebound. We in Canada didn't really drop our production very much at all, and we should be in a position to be okay in 2022. I would expect, though, that other than China, which may expand rapidly if they get significant profits, I don't see a great deal of expansion in the sow herd in any other part of the globe. So, stronger prices, hopefully will go through 2022 and maybe even into the 2023 for a period.
How important will the health of the North American swine herd be in all of this, and why? And what will producers need to stay on top of, and why?
Well, locally in Saskatchewan, we've benefited from having just phenomenal health. Other parts of North America, including Manitoba and Ontario, have struggled with PED and PERS and other challenges. We've been spared that largely or almost exclusively in Saskatchewan. So that's been a great benefit. North America has benefited because Russia and Europe and China and the whole Southeast Asia have been challenged by African swine fever, and even in parts with foot and mouth disease. And we've been spared that in North America. So, you know, we cross our fingers. We do all we can, follow very strict biosecurity measures and monitoring. So that we can keep those things out of our province. And as long as we can keep those things out, we'll have an advantage. But, you know, because of the amount of freight going back and forth between Asia and North America, the chance of getting African swine fever is always there.
Given these changing dynamics, how much room is there for optimism as we move into 2022, and why?
Well, you know, if we don't see a big expansion in our supply side and the number of hogs we produce, and besides feed costs, labor is a challenge, not only on the farm, but in our slaughter plants. If there's really no strong initiative to grow the industry, I would assume our prices stay relatively strong for those that are in the business. Those that want to get into the business or expand, the cost of construction, the limitations with labor and that sort of thing is going to be quite a barrier for them to expand.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, 2020 was a really tough year for us. 2021 was much better. If we can have a decent 2022, I think we'll be in a position where we can afford to pay the grain farmers what they want for their wheat and barley and canola, and, you know, hopefully the whole farming community can benefit from, you know, the higher prices that we're seeing out in the marketplace.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farms. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.